MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Mark Domasar, chairperson of the National Automobile Dealers Association. Mark, appreciate the early morning time. May vehicle sales out, the trend continues, rising sales happening in South Africa. The question, I suppose, is are we seeing some pent-up demand? Is there evidence that these are folks who perhaps would have bought a car in 2020, perhaps even 2021, but simply couldn't get out the house because of lockdowns, and are now coming a couple of years later to renew vehicles?
Hi, Simon. Yeah, that's a really interesting question, so thank you very much. You know, sometimes we also sort of scratch our heads as to where demand is coming from, because the market is so dynamic and there's so many different things happening to the economy, and we're hitting so many bubbles. One of the things I can put it down to is really good value in the mid segment, which is really the subcompact SUV mm-hmm. segment. And the value there is just frightening in terms of what somebody can get for 250,000 to 350,000 rand and the value they can get in a car. Also, even though interest rates are climbing, we still have had very low interest rates for quite some time now. And at the end of the day, as the main mode of transport in South Africa, people need new cars. It's just one of those things. So from that perspective, the cost of ownership versus value does present quite a good opportunity for buyers. And like you have said, after a bit of stability, despite everything going on in the world, certainly some delayed purchases are being seen now, definitely in the new car segment.
And I was going to ask you next if people are buying down, but you're suggesting, yes, maybe buying down in terms of price, but not necessarily in terms of value for money or quality that they're getting.
Definitely. And I think as an added bonus, however, those vehicles are very very frugal on petrol or diesel. So, you know, 1.5 litre turbos nowadays, you're getting sort of 6 litres per 100, you know, if you drive nicely, you know, so 6, 7 probably. But anything under 8 is very solid. But those small sort of subcompact cars, you know, you can get a really, really good rate. And there's everything in the car. I mean, it's CarPlay/Android Play. Aircon, it's driving features like adaptive features and stuff like that. So the tech and the safety elements of the vehicle are brilliant.
Yeah, as that tech sort of works its way down. I remember watching cars from, you know, when windows were windy and only fancy cars had automatic windows, and now everyone gets normal windows.
Absolutely, everyone gets a window, yeah, and a rearview mirror. Yeah,
including the folks in the back seat. Rental fleets also buying, which you know, they're 7.9% of May sales, and that in a roundabout way says, I mean, they're restocking, and I appreciate they destocked significantly during the pandemic, but they're obviously buying in anticipation of some tourists coming through, both internal and foreign.
Very, very much so. The rental story is actually a very good one. As of last month, we were 20% up on purchases. This month, a little bit less, about 17%. Mm-hmm. But that's with choked demand. So the rental companies are actually trying to buy more. They just cannot get supply. Right now, the OEMs are really supplying more dealers. So if the rental companies could buy more cars, they'll probably buy double, which is a fantastic indicator for our economy that there's a huge amount of activity, as you say, locally and on the tourist side. So we're probably going to see rental companies heat up significantly in the last half of the year for the summer season, for tourism, but they are certainly at very high utilization rates, which is a great economic indicator.
But the challenge remains simply supply. I mean, I checked with Motus, I checked with Combined Motor Holding,
right.
And the issue is simply getting the cars.
Absolutely. And so many things are playing a factor to that. We talk about the chips. It's not only that. The global logistics crisis or logistics constraints that we are facing right now is really, really frightening. Cost of shipping, cost of containers, rand dollar. And also our strategic location is not optimal for shipping of goods where we sit in the world physically in South Africa. So those constraints are very, very big. And the whole China situation is not helping.
Yeah.
And then the supply chain, where all those manufacturers get their parts from all over the world, and a lot of that is related to China, makes a really, really big problem.
Yep, and we'd all hoped it would be gone by this time of 2022, but that patently not the case. Mark Domasar, Chairperson, National Automobile Dealers Association, appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.